The big concern for the Boston Red Sox heading into the 2019 season was the arms in the bullpen. Losing Joe Kelly and Craig Kimbrell in the offseason prompted questions about whether the middle or end of games would be a weak spot for Boston, but the starting rotation was supposed to be the team's strength. Well, April Fools, the problem has been those starters, with not one of them turning in a decent performance to start the year, and in fact, most have been downright awful, including Rick Porcello yesterday, who never made it out of the third inning in which the Seattle Mariners scored 7 runs en route to a 10-8 win. Porcello yielded a 3-run homer to Omar Narváez and also issued 4 walks in his outing, blowing a 3-0 lead the offense had handed him after 2 innings. And even though the Red Sox made a game of it later with JT Martinez hitting a 3-run bomb and Mookie Betts smacking his first home run of the year, it was not enough. So the Red Sox turned to David Price for some kind of relief from the top 5 against the A's tonight. He's the only starter who's not yet taken the hill. And maybe this is just a World Series hangover, but the defending champs are 1-3 to start their title defense. But hey, it's not just the Red Sox off to a disappointing start. Last week, I made all sorts of fun of the Baltimore Orioles, who lost 115 games last year and were the worst team in baseball. And I suggested the New York Yankees could show up in their pajamas, check their email, eat a hot dog, all while playing the O's and still win every game. April Fools again, this one on me, because the Orioles took the opening series against New York in Yankee Stadium, no less, winning 7-5 yesterday in a game that was delayed up to 3 hours by rain. But it was the O's who rained on the Yankees parade, with Renato Nunez, Trey Mancini, and Joey Rickard all going yard in the win. Tough start for J.A. Happ of the Yanks. He lasted just 4 innings, gave up 4 runs. The Yanks did have a chance to win when they put 2 on with 2 out in the 9th inning, but Paul Fry struck out Troy Tulowitzki to end the threat and the game. And yes, it is like pre-dawn early in the season, but the Orioles are 2-1 in 2nd place. The Yankees are 1-2 in 4th, just ahead of the last place, Boston Red Sox. The New York Mets suffered their first loss of the season, 6-5, to the Washington Nationals yesterday. Trey Turner hit a walk-off home run in the bottom of the 9th off Justin Wilson to add to the 3-run homer that Trey Turner hit earlier in the game. To the NHL, and Anthony Mantha scored his first career hat trick against the Boston Bruins in a 6-3 win for the Detroit Red Wings, a win that a lot of Wings fans wish had gone to Boston. Detroit is a rebuilding playoff no-show this year, and a lot of fans would rather they finish with the league's worst record to have a better shot at landing Jack Hughes in the draft lottery. He's a player many believe will be the league's next young superstar, but the Red Wings are now winners of 5 in a row, and Gordie Howe would be proud that they're not tanking to end the year. The Bruins, meanwhile, should be resting their best players for the postseason, but as losers of 4 of their last 5, they can't, because they're still fighting to lock down 2nd place in the Atlantic Division to secure home ice advantage against Toronto in the first round of the playoffs. Not a good time for the Bruins to be playing bad hockey. They took a 3-2 lead into the 3rd period last night before the Wings scored 4 unanswered for the victory. Brad Marchand did score a shorthanded goal in this one for Boston, and he passes Rick Middleton for most shorthanded goals in Bruins history. Bad news for the Montreal Canadiens as the Columbus Blue Jackets beat the Buffalo Sabres 4-0 and now have leapfrogged Montreal and Carolina for sole possession of the first wild card playoff spot. The Habs are now chasing the Hurricanes for the last one, and they trail Carolina by 1 point with 3 games left to go in the regular season.